University of Alaska President Jim Johnson is touting a restructuring plan called Strategic Pathways as a way to save the state money. The plan, presented to the Board of Regents last week, would reorganize the system into three lead universities, but it lacks specifics about how much money it would save or which programs might be on the chopping block. Johnson told reporters today it's in the university's interest to withhold those details for now.
When we start naming particular programs, then people know exactly who's in those programs, and they start doing things like leaving. They start doing things like not enrolling next term, et cetera, et cetera. And so we end up with some very negative impacts in this uncertain situation.
Johnson also fielded questions about a proposal by Representative Tammy Wilson that would cut the university budget from $331 million in the governor's budget down to $288 million. Wilson told the House Finance Subcommittee last week her budget plan only contains money for what the university considers student instruction. It would eliminate funds for research and for outreach programs like the Marine Advisory Program.
I did hear from Representative Wilson today that the general fund support for intercollegiate athletics, which is about $8 million per year, is included within the 288. So that's a clarification I learned from her this morning. But outside of it is research and outreach.
Johnson is headed to Juneau this week to meet with lawmakers and defend his Strategic Pathways plan, which is meant to take shape over a three-year period. He said a dramatic budget cut like Wilson's would force the process to go much more quickly and would make for a much leaner institution.
There will be much less choice in terms of academic majors for students. There will likely be less research that happens, meaning, of course, by consequence, much less outside revenue will be coming into the university. It'll be a lot more houses on the market for sale. It'll be a lot fewer people who are shopping at Fred Meyer's and buying your newspapers. It'll be a serious hit on our capacity to serve the state.
Johnson said the university has provided Wilson with extensive information about the types of research conducted at the university. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner is reporting Wilson has put the university budget on hold while she seeks a more detailed breakdown on how research is paid for and who benefits. The subcommittee had planned to finish its work on the university's budget today. The next meeting is scheduled for tomorrow at 7 p.m.